Happy 2025. Thank you so much for being with me. I'm excited about this year because of how well last year did. And if you can believe this, I had way more planned for last year in 2024. Here's 20 projects in the works for 2025. All right, first, last year, we shipped the very first issue of Chaos Twins. This is the all-ages comic co-created by the one and only Sam Tripoli. And originally, it was a test just to see how much interest there was. And it did so well, we're going to end up producing the full six-issue series, along with some animated shorts. We've got cameos from some of Sam's friends. I mean, the ultimate goal has been and still is a full-blown animated series with celebrity voice actors, cameos, all just imagine Sam's, you know, group of friends and some of the voices acting as some of these main characters. So that's kind of what we have, like the pie in the sky idea. But this year, we're going to continue that. We're going to launch the campaign for Chaos Twins Issue 2, which is going to be even bigger than Issue 1. It's got four extra pages. It's 24 pages total. And you can actually sign up for that right now to be notified at chaostwins.com. The script for Issue 3 is already done. Artwork has been started on Issue 2. There's going to be a lot more on this soon. So just make sure you're subscribed to me. Subscribe to Sam Tripoli. Get all of the updates that we've got coming. Especially if you like Paranoid American and if you like Sam Tripoli or cryptids or comics or just want to support cool people making new and original content, please consider signing up for chaostwins.com. If it weren't for Chaos Twins Issue 1, all the other projects that came out last year likely wouldn't have happened, or at least we wouldn't have had as much momentum, because that original Chaos Twins Issue 1 release was monumental. It really helped put me on a completely different trajectory. So thank you everyone that helped make that a possibility. If you missed out on it, you can go to paranoidamerican.com right now and snag a copy of Chaos Twins Issue 1. I think I even have a few of the signed versions that was signed by me and Sam Tripoli at the live event. So go check it out now. But more importantly, sign up at chaostwins.com to be notified when that second issue drops. Last year was also the campaign and the release for Chosen One Issue 2, Secret Society of the Pod Gods. This was a collaboration with Juan Ayala, the 101 podcast, longtime friend. And it's basically a comic book about conspiracy podcasters that discover this underground secret society of influencers. If you haven't read Issue 1 yet, what the hell are you waiting for? But it featured Juan Ayala and Mystic Mark of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy. Issue 2 upped that. It had Sam Tripoli, Johnny Woodard, Xavier Guerrero, XG, and it had Alex Stein. There was even a limited edition Alex Stein cover based on Alex's favorite movie. And there was an even more exclusive foil cover. I think less than 30 of these were made total. And a shout out to the homie Donut, who not only got that foil Alex Stein cover, but he got it signed in person by Alex Stein. Only signed copy in existence that I'm aware of. So that's going to be really cool. Issue 3, the series. In most of my comics, Issue 3 is usually where the story hits the groove. This one's no different. They're going to visit a place called Tartantia, which is basically this underground Hollow Earth version of Tartaria. They battle Aleister Crowley, they fly into a Nephilim sphincter, and they find themselves in this completely different dimension, inhabited and inspired by content you'd pretty much expect from me and Juan. So this issue's also got more cameos. It's got Gordo from Those Conspiracy Guys. It's got Raven and Top Lobster from the Nephilim Death Squad. Donut makes an appearance. A whole bunch of other people make an appearance in this book. This is honestly going to be a wild ride for you. It's already been cited as every artist that's worked on it becomes their favorite series to work on. So find out why. You can go and get the issues 1 and 2 at ParanoidAmerican.com, but you can also go to ChosenOne.com and sign up to be notified for when issue 3 launches. Hoping to do that early this year. All right, here's a crowd favorite for absolute sure, conspiracy cards. I just did a test release of these last year and they sold out immediately. I mean, I'm talking within 3 days. I think within the first hour or two, over half of them were gone. 3 days, they were completely gone. I did a restock maybe one or two times. They kept selling out. So I get the hint. I get that you guys love these things, so I'm making lots more. I've always planned on making this huge set of these. I guess the only difference is that I did this small little test release, and I have been waiting until I had like all 240 or something done. It's just going to take forever to get them all out. So by staggering these releases, I'm going to get them out way sooner. And I'm happy to report that the next release is going to have over 50 new card designs. There's going to be more hollow foil inserts, all the little baseball cards like the William Cooper and the Bill Hicks, the Alex Jones cards. Those are all getting hollow foil treatment. We're going to add new stickers to them. All of these are hand-packed by me with a little seal and everything. So you're going to love these ones. The new card designs that coming out are going to have cult leaders. It's going to have occultists, CIA scientists, conspiracy legends, researchers, even books that should pretty much be in your reading list, and a whole bunch of other cards. So if you like conspiracy cards, the first release, just wait, because this next release is going to have three times as many designs. There's a lot more behind that. I think the total count is around 75 now. The full list of cards that I intend to design is going to be around 220 to 240. Hopefully I can get all of those cards designed by the end of this year, but if not, you've got at least another 50 coming at you. So you can go to conspiracycards.com right now and grab a pack, and then just stay tuned for when all the new designs come out. The long-term goal is to get these conspiracy cards made with a legit trading card printer, sealed foil wrappers, retail boxes, the whole nine. I want them to be as official as they possibly can be. And I'm thinking I might end up doing some sort of like a pre-sale, like my own crowdfunding Kickstarter, just because I'm not sure that any of the different crowdfunding platforms would necessarily be behind some of the cards that I want to put into this set. So I'll leave it at that. If you're interested in that, then please help me get rid of the rest of the stock on conspiracycards.com. Look out for more coming soon. Now, you might have seen the most recent Paranoid pamphlet campaign wrapped up last December, the Illuminati comic with Donut. It pre-sold over 5,000 copies. It raised over 60 grand. And honestly, we're just kind of warming up, because I got another four or five of those pamphlets in the works. One of those is the Satanic Panic comic. And you can go and look at satanicpaniccomic.com, sign up for it. Basically, this is a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, because I grew up during the Satanic Panic of the 80s and 90s. I had parents, teachers, police, they were coming into our schools, they were going on to the TV, and they were telling everyone that these satanic cults were driving around in black vans, and they were going to wait and kidnap your kids in pretty much every city in America. So I grew up with that in my blood, and I've been researching the origins of Satanic Panic ever since. And in the three decades of experience and research, I've got all this into an illustrated comic that shows exactly how and when Satanism found its way into America, how long it's been here, all the rumors, all the facts, all the fiction, everything in between. I've pretty much read every book that debunks the Satanic Panic. I've read a bunch that support it. False Memory Syndrome, Michelle Remembers, Occult Hollywood Rituals, Anton LaVey, Michael Aquino, Salem Witch Trials, West Memphis 3. There's so much that goes into this. I've got it all in this book. This comic breaks down the entire concept, the origins of American Satanism in the modern day. And you can sign up now to get notified when that drops at satanicpaniccomic.com. And I guess this is also a perfect time to mention satanicpaniccomic.com. Different from the comic, this is where you can find out even more about basically the first ever game the Paranoid American will ever publish to Steam. I have made other games before. They got taken down off of all of the app markets. There was Escape from Jekyll Island, which featured my Time Samplers characters battling a naked Alexander Graham Bell. That was part of the reason that I got taken down. Different story. I'll get into that at some other point. But there's this game called Lucifer Lives in Lower Manhattan. It's based on that same sort of Satanic Panic research, but it goes way into more detail and way more nuance that I can really capture in one of these little comic pamphlets. So the game, Lucifer Lives in Lower Manhattan, it's got 9 chapters, it's got over 15 different characters, it's got over 60 craftable items, it's got this explosive storyline, very non-linear gameplay. It involves World War II, the CIA, psychedelics, Satanism. It's a murder mystery game, It's set in 1930s, 1940s, and it's based on a true story about Aldous Huxley's research assistant who met with this satanic coven in Manhattan. He was doing research for a movie. And ironically, this place that he went was rumored to be nearby or even the same building, which decades later becomes a location for Rosemary's Baby. Seriously, if you're watching this now and you've got any interest at all, please go to satanicpanicgame.com and help me get that released this year. Also in the Paranoid Pamphlet series, another topic I've been fascinated with for close to three decades, the Titanic. The 1997 movie kind of reignited this interest for a lot of people, but the Titanic has always grabbed my attention as soon as I learned about the connections to J.P. Morgan, Jekyll Island Hunt Club, Nikola Tesla, Federal Reserve, insurance fraud, illegal gold smelting, international espionage. These are all elements related to the Titanic sinking. If you haven't heard of any of these, this is going to be the perfect comic for you. This comic will break down every conspiracy theory surrounding the Titanic, from the well-known ones that you've heard of to way more fringe ones that you probably haven't heard of. Seriously, no stone left unturned. It even includes references to the Titan submersible disaster. So I just make sure I get all the different references into these one book so they can be absolutely comprehensive. If you like that, if you want to support, if you're interested in the Titanic, titaniccomic.com, you can sign up to be notified when that one drops. All right, one of my favorite movies of all time, at least growing up. When I was a kid growing up, this was one of my favorite movies, easily a top 10 movie, Harry and the Hendersons. It came out in 1987. I was like 5 years old. But ever since I saw that movie for the first time, I've been absolutely obsessed with just the concept of Bigfoot. I guess especially like a friendly version that would be your friend and hang out with you. And while that hasn't really happened yet, it has definitely inspired me to collaborate with my really good friend, co-host of Reality Czars, Nate. He actually grew up in the area of this country that has the most Bigfoot sightings in any other city, near kind of the Redwoods and Humboldt County area. We make a great team already. We've been doing a podcast for a few years. And once, I mean, I guess it was always obvious we were both obsessed with Bigfoot, but I just threw out one day, like, what if we just made one of these little pamphlets on Bigfoot? Nate's eyes lit up, my eyes lit up, so we worked on it. The artwork's pretty much already done, but again, this needs a campaign to figure out how many we can print. It would be even dope if we can get this done in color. So anyways, we created this paranoid pamphlet, and it's called Does Bigfoot Exist? And it's going to detail every historical account of Bigfoot across cultures, countries, time periods. It's got your standard fare, Sasquatch stories and UFOs and orbs and underground tunnels and all of that stuff. But it's also going to have all these more obscure references, religious iconography, Hairy Mary, biblical Nephilim, even presidential accounts, and touches on concepts of like interdimensional and telepathic, and one of my favorites, the homeless Bigfoot theory. So the book itself, the comic has been written, the art has been created, it's been reviewed, it's been vetted by Bigfoot experts. These are guys that have got best-selling books and documentaries and movies. I don't want to name drop right now just in case we add them to the back of the book, but we didn't miss anything. I don't think we missed anything about Bigfoot. So if you've heard some crazy version of Bigfoot from another country, if you heard like a historical tale or some weird biblical or supernatural claim, it's in this pamphlet because it aims to be the most comprehensive comic ever published about Bigfoot. I think we did that. I think we did an amazing job. It even includes a guide on how to kind of like hunt down a Bigfoot in your area. It's got like safety tips. It's got the tools that you would use. So if you like Bigfoot even half as much as me, please go. You can sign up to know when this is going to be released at doesbigfootexist.com. All right, one more pamphlet in the works. One more. I've got more, but the last one that I'm going to mention here is a collaboration between myself and David Charles Plate of Sync Tank and Sync Flix. He's been basically a staple in the synchromystic community for decades. His work's been praised by Hollywood insiders, conspiracy theorists alike, myself. I love everything that this guy does. And we basically have combined forces to make a truly ambitious project. It's going to explain three of the most complex topics I can imagine and sort of consolidate them into this easy digest comic format that you can give to your grandma or your friends, or leave out at like a tattoo parlor and like a dentist waiting office or something, anywhere you want to like blow somebody's mind. The comic is going to combine the symbolism of Stanley Kubrick. Some might call that Kubrickology. It's going to involve the mysticism of Fraser's Golden Bough. You don't know what that is, don't worry. It's a deep concept that everyone should know. We're going to make it more accessible. And maybe even like a slight introduction to the Kabbalah. And all of this is going to be done within the context of these illustrated Stanley Kubrick films and characters. So we're going to try and our best to teach the concept of the Golden Bough, Kabbalah, all with the imagery of sort of Stanley Kubrick elements. So if you've got a passing interest in even one of those topics, I guarantee you this comic will deliver in spades. It's basically going to be produced once the previous three comics are out, Satanic Panic, Titanic, and Bigfoot. Once those three guys are out, then we're going to launch this one. There's not a site you can sign up for yet, so you got to help me get the other ones produced at satanicpaniccomic.com, titanickcomic.com, doesbigfootexist.com. Once those are out, this one will be in production. We'll get the art done, and hopefully this is just the first and maybe an ongoing series of like Sink Tank specific comics. Maybe we'll get Andreas in on one of these next ones. But anyways, tune in to Sink Tank Live. We do it every Tuesday. I'm there with Zurtis and David. We usually have Alex K of Crypto Kubrology is on. Tune in on Tuesdays to get more details on this. And you know we do way more than just comics here too, right? So the Paranoid Playsets is something that came out maybe a year or two ago. They're all handmade by me. I hand number each and every one of them. I print between 50 and 100 of like the backing cards for each design. I've already nearly sold out entirely of the Kubrick Fake Moon Landing playsets. It's almost impossible to even find all the pieces anymore. I'm putting, I think, maybe 20 more of these together just to make sure that I can fill some requests from people that have like reached out and wanted them. So I've got maybe like 20, 25 max of these left to go out. So Kubrick Fake Moon Landing, Nephilim Portal Baby playsets, the Bohemian Grove playset, the Hillary Super Predator playset, etc. All of these have already been out. This year, I'm planning on having a whole bunch more come out. There's one that's coming out with the Illuminati comic. If you ordered it, you'll get one of these. If you ordered the add-on for it, the Illuminati Dolphin playset. I'll get into more of that later. Another one is going to be the Skull and Bones Obscene Rite playset. It'll feature a scene inside the tomb at Yale with the Skull and Bones members performing this initiation ritual. There's going to be an America F*** Yeah playset with a Statue of Liberty chugging a beer and blasting an AR-15, because it doesn't really get more American than that. It'll also have like a J6 background. Very topical. You're going to like that one. There's going to be a Bigfoot podcast playset. It'll likely come out alongside the Bigfoot comic. Again, doesbigfootexist.com. And that one's going to have a Bigfoot conspiracy podcaster in a little underground lair. He's got like a The Truth Is Out There poster behind him. He believes that humans exist. He believes in us, despite all the fact checkers in the Bigfoot realm that are telling him that he's just a crazy conspiracy theorist. So obviously a blend of all my favorite topics combined. I'm pretty sure this one's going to be an instant favorite, probably an instant sellout, but you'll have to at least get your chance on grabbing one at doesbigfootexist.com. So please go and sign up there and figure out when it comes out. The Psychedelic Santa playset. I was truly trying my best to get this thing done last year before Christmas. It didn't work out. I didn't want to rush it. Like, I probably could have gotten it out if I really rushed every little... I want to like meticulously make sure that it's just absolutely perfect. So it will come out this year because the art's done. I've got all the Santa figures. I've got little miniature LED Christmas lights. I've got reindeer pee. More on that later, but all of that, like, it's in my living room, so I'm ready to put these ones out. Little Amanita mushrooms. I think I'm even gonna like custom wrap a little special gift for each one, so everyone that gets one of these, it'll come with like a wrapped gift, and it'll be extra special, one to look out for. Psychedelic Santa playset, just keep an eye out for that one. Here's something that's not exactly a toy yet, but it is based on my all-time favorite toy series of the 90s. So this is the Teenage Mutant New World Order. And it's going to start out as like a series of sticker sheets that resemble 90s action figures. Characters like Occultron, who's this little evil fetus slash homunculus clone for Aleister Crowley, living inside this like android body. Reptillery, shape-shifting politician that has to use the life essence of young Americans to stay alive. Bunch more, I'll tease that in coming months. I would love to get these made as actual, like little physical toys. Maybe just like little custom runs of 10 or 20, but the stickers are going to come first. Going to be a set of these stickers that kind of resemble action figures. I really love the idea. So that'll come out. People that backed some of the higher tiers, I think the VIP tier and higher of Illuminati comic, they're going to end up getting one of these automatically included with their order. Any that I've got left over, they'll be available on ParanoidAmerican.com. But expect more of that too. Teenage Mutant New World Order. And speaking of stickers, maybe I've been living under a rock, but I didn't know this existed until recently. Reusable sticker books, right? Some of you are like, yeah, of course, this has been around forever. I didn't know they existed. I've been trying to get like color forms made. Color forms don't exist anymore. That's been really hard to track down, but this reusable sticker book is actually the next best thing. So if you don't know what it is, let me just explain it. It's a place you can put all your stickers. It's on this like special release paper that lets you put your stickers into this single book, and they're ready to peel off, and you can put it on something more permanent. You can put it into another sticker book. It's honestly really cool, and it's perfect for someone like me that's got all these different stickers. So I've been using one of my own. I've got it for all my own stickers. But I've got some custom Paranoid American branded sticker books on the way. I only had, I think, like a couple hundred of these made, so they'll probably go really fast. And I'll probably end up putting together some bundles and stuff, but I'm particularly excited about these because I'm an absolute sticker addict. So I think that I might offer some exclusive bundles to Patreons or members. Anyways, I'll do a whole entire video on that later. So look out for the Paranoid American sticker book coming out. All right, here's a surprise project that I don't think has been announced on any live streams or anything yet. A new coloring book from the same artist that did my best-selling American Cryptids book, Sophia PH. Now we're collaborating with Donut on this new all-ages coloring book called Illuminati Animals. It's going to have Illuminati dolphins, Illuminati penguins, a little Bohemian Grove owl, even xenomorphs, because there's not a lot of animals to start with the letter X, and I thought Xenomorph was the perfect fit for this. So it's going to be cutesy, it's going to be all ages, but it's also going to have just deep occult symbolism in all these. So I don't know, I love this kind of content, so more of it. Last year, outside of the Illuminati comic, the second most popular comic campaign was for Illuminati, N-A-U-G-H-T, or adultoccult.com. It was so popular that it completely sold out of all the exclusive covers, and I ran out of pinup stickers. I had to order more just for that campaign. I got such an overwhelmingly positive response from that project in particular, which is really awesome because I was already kind of halfway done towards putting together a volume 2 of that. So you can expect a Illuminati, N-A-U-G-H-T-Y, volume 2 coming out this year, maybe early next year, but it's in the works right now, and a lot of the stories are twice the length as the ones that were in the original ones. So it'll probably be 4 or 5 different 20-page stories. It'll be an 80 to 100-page volume of all new artwork, all new stories. You can check that out at adultoccult.com once it's released. Go grab the first volume too. They're almost completely gone. I've got like one more box left in the room back here. So adultoccult.com, grab your copy. Mold is a comic based on a lunch lady from my high school who was mercilessly tormented by some really horrible people in my school. It's ultimately a surreal revenge story that involves this lunch lady named Edna, who's convinced that her sentient toenail fungus is getting her to enact revenge on all these kids who have hurt her. But they're actually shape-shifting reptilians. They plan to enslave humanity. Maybe some of them are, probably, at least according to this fungal superorganism that speaks through Edna's toenail fungus. It's kind of a wild story. It's heavily inspired by like a Calvin and Hobbes format. It's going to be in a landscape format. All the artwork's inspired by classic Nicktoons, like Ren and Stimpy style, Aureal Monster style. It's going to be a four-part limited series. The first two issues are already done, lettered, inked, colored, everything. I just need to figure out how many I can print, and hopefully if the campaign is successful enough, it'll pay to get issues 3 and 4 produced so I can put all of them out. So this is something that I've really, really loved working on. It's a little bit out of left field. I guarantee you, like, if you're an actual sci-fi or revenge novel or just like a comic reader of any kind, you're going to absolutely love this one. There's nothing shoehorned in. This is like a true fun, like sort of raunchy, surreal comedy. So I'm excited about that one. And you can, I think you can sign up right now if you go to moldcomic.com and help Edna get revenge on those little f***s. I got more comics, but last one I'll mention for now, one of the Paranoid American OG specials, Secret Mystery School. It's my personal take on philosophy as a whole, combined with sort of this psychedelic lens in which every mystery school in history remains in this timeless state. Like it's like in this alternate dimension where potential students can enter when they're ready and learn from these ascended masters. I guess imagine if Hogwarts, but it was in college and the cafeteria served magic mushrooms. Like, that's sort of a way to look at it. We've got these characters that traverse mazes of their own vomit. They skinny dip with gods. They infiltrate secret rituals. It's basically a love letter to every philosophy teacher I've ever had, whether they liked me as a student or not. Probably not. But I wanted to put together these four different issues that are already released. You can already get them on ParanoidAmerican.com, but I want to combine them into one single edition and add some extra story and extra bonus content. And getting those compiled into like a single edition does wonders, because there's a lot of people that won't even touch a regular comic book. They'll touch it when they see that they're all combined. So it's exactly what I want to do. And I want to make like a really special soft cover, maybe even like a hardbound cover of this. So if you want to help me make that one a reality, it's at secretmysteryschool.com. Truly, this is like the original DNA that helped create what Paranoid American is now. So if you haven't already read this series, this would be the perfect time to sign up and get all four in like a special format. So secretmysteryschool.com for that one. Speaking of mushrooms, the next episode in my series Mind Games is all about Robert Gordon Wasson and the introduction of mushrooms to the West, ushering in the psychedelic movement, connections to Skull and Bones and J.P. Morgan. This is not a comic book. This is, if you're not familiar with this, Mind Games is a series of short documentaries, like a docu-series, of all kinds of other topics I'm obsessed with. Episode 1 was about memory palaces. Episode 2 was about NLP and AI. And this third one's going to be about mushrooms. You can already watch the first two episodes exclusively right now on conspired.tv. They're also going to be available on Patreon and YouTube members later this year. Basically, I put them on conspired.tv for 3 months exclusively, and then I'll put them on Patreon and YouTube members. So look out, I think the end of February or maybe early March, I'll have those first two episodes out. I swear this list was originally like 33 different things, and maybe even 20 was pushing it. Maybe it should have been like a top 10 list, but so if you've hung out this long, you're in for a treat. I've been brainstorming with Juan Ayala on a trading card game kind of themed around alchemy. And I'm not talking about your standard like D&D role-playing or Magic the Gathering style alchemy. I mean like the real stuff, the dog dicks, the cow carcasses, the DMT entities, the Nephilim, Enochian sex magic, all of like those edgier parts of alchemy that typically get left out of the reference books. Like they leave that for people that really want to read about like Paracelsus. Plus it's going to be co-created with Juan Ayala, the world's only living homunculologist, so it's going to be as legit as it possibly could be. It's going to have all of like the esoteric and exoteric references you're going to expect, plenty you don't, and the obsessive compulsive research to back all of it up. So we've already done a few of these playthroughs. You can see those on Patreon. I think I've got them on YouTube members. Me and Juan just kind of playing through these printed out cards we got on, you know, just printed on paper and cut them up and stuff. But it's developing into a legitimately fun game to play and even say out loud, like, you know, I'm cutting off your homunculus's head. And I don't know, it gets weird. So if you're interested in that even a little bit, Definitely look out more on that. Just join the Patreon, join the YouTube members. You'll see some more of those playthroughs. And hopefully we'll announce a little bit more detail on that later in this year. And with that, I guess we'll wrap this up. Again, I could keep going, but we'll stop it at 20. And just a reminder that Paranoid American is mainly a one-man show. I mean, I love collaborating with other creators, Juan, Donut, Sam Tripoli, David Charles Plate, Nate from Reality Czars. I mean, if you're open to collaborating with me on something, just reach out. Music, comic book, make a little like toy series, whatever it is, totally open. If you want to do a podcast, if you want to do an interview, anything. I don't care how big or small you are, open to everybody. And I want to say especially very, very special thanks to all the supporters on Patreon, all the YouTube members. You guys might not realize this, but there were so many times last year when I wasn't able to get something printed. I couldn't get like the cards printed or some stickers printed, or I couldn't afford to hire an artist to work on a cover. And your subscriptions came through at like the most clutch times every single time. So I'm going to really do my best to reward all you guys. Make all the Patreon subscribers, all the YouTube membership subscriptions really worth its weight in gold. One example, the Paranoid propaganda stickers, the birds are not real, and the self-immolation zones, those would not have existed without backers on Patreon and YouTube. The super chats, the Rumble rants, the gift memberships, like all of those things make it possible to do those like extra projects that typically don't get done. So thank you so much. And I really, really want to double down on that and add value to all your memberships this year. So look out to get more physical stuff in the mail. I don't care if you live in Ghana or Taiwan or Russia or anywhere worldwide. I will send you stickers and trading cards and all of that if you're a member. So more details on that. Please just join the Patreon, join the YouTube members. And especially just thanks for making 2024 an amazing year, the biggest year in Paranoid American history. And here's to building up to something even bigger in 2025. As you can see, I'm more than ambitious. I got lots of projects, lots of plates kind of spinning, and I'm ready to drop them all. But really, the only holdup is making sure that there's enough people out there that want this stuff. And I think that there are. So without your support, yours in particular, none of this is possible. So thank you.